I think what we've learnt over the 20 or 30 years that we were studying the cellular basis of drug abuse is that it's very unlikely that you'll find a cellular solution to it. Nicotine is probably the best target, if you like, because it may be that the receptors on the dopamine cells on which nicotine acts can be distinguished from other nicotinic receptors everywhere else. So it could be that you would find a molecule, a drug, which would block only the nicotinic receptors on the dopamine cells. Because if you block nicotinic receptors anywhere else, you stop breathing, you stop thinking. So it has to be highly selective. And because there are so many different subtypes of nicotinic receptor, that is a possible way to move forward. And this would be very useful in terms of treating drug-seeking behavior for nicotine, which is essentially smoking. Yeah. I think similar approaches for cocaine and opiates are going to be much harder to come by, because there's no, even blocking opiate receptors, of course, stops people from wishing to take opiates because they don't get any effect from it. And of course, that's been known for a long time. Naloxone is one of the best therapies for drug abuse. But the only people that will take naloxone to cure their drug-seeking behavior are very highly motivated people like physicians. Anyone else will simply stop taking it after a few days or a few weeks. And that's true even for long-acting preparations. It's possible to get naloxone subcutaneously, which will act for a month, and it will stop you taking, you will get no reward from opiate drugs during that period of time. But when the month is up, people often relapse to drug-seeking behavior.